25 years of storytelling. Evansville Living Magazine is celebrating this milestone with a special edition. I'm David James, and next on 2 Main Street, we turn the pages with the Tuckers, Kristen and Todd, the editor and publisher who share the history of the publication, recalling those powerful cover stories and highlighting the popular features about food, homes, and pets. So how did that inaugural edition hit the newsstands? Who's on the staff? And what's been the reader feedback? Evansville Living Magazine, 25 years and counting. The story is next on 2 Main Street, presented by Jeffrey Berger, Kim Rinn, and the Berger Wealth Services team at Bayard Private Wealth Management. From the WNIN Public Media Center in downtown Evansville, I'm David James, and this is 2 Main Street as we turn the pages on 25 years of Evansville Living. The magazine is celebrating this publishing milestone by looking back and looking ahead to hopefully the next 25 years. Evansville Living tells the stories of the people and events that define this place we call home. And that's also what I do here on 2 Main Street, broadcast instead of print. And there's, of course, no shortage of stories to tell. They keep on coming, thank goodness, right? Now it's time to tell the story of the storytellers at Evansville Living. My guests are Kristen Tucker, the editor and publisher, and Todd Tucker, the president of Tucker Publishing Group. We'll find out what that is in a little bit. Welcome to 2 Main Street, guys.
And thank you for having us, David. Well,
thank you. Glad to be here.
We are business neighbors.
Yes, we are. We just walked across the street, so we all enjoy this front and center view of the riverfront here.
So how many steps between your office and WNIN?
Not too many. I didn't wear my Apple Watch
probably,
today.
Probably 100, and that's about it.
But it is great being right here on the river, isn't it?
How long have you guys been here?
We've been in this building about 5 years.
Where were you before?
Always been downtown. So our first offices were in the old post office place, the historical post office, just a stone's throw from
here. 10 years there.
Wow.
And then we moved to what was called at the time the General Cigar Building, where Girl Scouts also had their offices. Another historic building.
Moved in an incredible ice storm, which we didn't think anyone would even show up. And we had to move plan down to the minutiae of a move, and of course did not anticipate that, and that was one of the longest days of my life.
Okay, 25 years and counting for Evansville Living. Let's go back to that inaugural issue in March of 2000. So what was on the cover of issue number one, guys?
I have it right here, David. Yes, I brought a copy with me. It really, the 25th anniversary issue, which we're going to be talking about here, was planned to harken back to this. Mm-hmm. But this first issue, got it right here for you. It was a riverfront view of Evansville. And again, speaking of our river, things have changed a little bit in the past 25 years.
A recurring feature in Evansville Living, I really enjoy this, has been the snapshots from readers holding the magazine from around the world. They're everywhere, aren't they, your readers?
It is cool. We like that. We still get plenty of them today. Of course, rarely are good ideas original ideas, and I think one of our peer magazines, so in the city and regional magazine world, we have the benefit of studying our peers because we'll share information because I'm not in their backyard and they're not in our backyard. Mm-hmm. So I believe a peer magazine had done that, and we lifted the idea, and we invite readers to take a magazine on their travels. Maybe it is in their backyard, and that's just a fun picture, and we're happy to receive that, but maybe it's at the Great Wall of China, or maybe it's in by the Eiffel Tower,
or Antarctica.
Yeah.
We've had soldiers take them in Afghanistan, and I've literally had people almost in tears. They went on vacation, and they went somewhere really special, and they forgot to take their magazine, and they were like so disappointed. So
we might have done a Photoshop or two at a time. I think when folks have perhaps forgotten it, I think at least once we did a Photoshop and placed a magazine in their hands.
Another a popular formula, I guess, for Evansville Living, besides profiling the movers and shakers of the community, there's always the winning trio, I think, of homes, food, and pets.
This is true.
Work?
Yes, we know what we like here, and readers do like to look inside homes, a sneak peek, or just a peek inside a home that they might never get to go in otherwise.
One that they've always driven past and sure. think, I wonder what that, I love that house. I bet that's beautiful inside. And those are the types of homes that we try to solicit, you know, mm-hmm. cooperation from the homeowner. So.
Well, yeah, you drive by and you see, oh, the landscaping. And, oh, that's, I like the color of the house and yes. everything, the way it's laid out. Who lives there?
We always yep. have a home of the issue. Uh-huh. And then once a year, at least for the past 6 years, we've had a special feature called the 10 Most Beautiful Homes.
Right.
And these are a variety of homes. They're not all brand new mansions, although Evansville does have a fair share of, you know, really nice estate kind of homes now. But sometimes there may be a historic home on, you know, in the Riverside Historic District. Food, you mentioned. All city magazines have food, and we have a unique food culture here. And we like to play to that, play to our quirks. We've written about brain sandwiches more than a time or two, but it's been a long time since I've had one myself. But one of our staff members had one last month. Yes, so food is important to us, and we like to do restaurant reviews as well as just show, you know, individual things like what is a new hot dish, that sort of thing.
It's really interesting how both the food culture and the homes have really evolved over the last 25 years with people are building much larger, bigger homes. You see a lot of homes on beautiful streets like Plaza Drive that are being remodeled sure. and redone. Occasionally you see teardowns here now, which you used not to see. But on the dining side, we also see an incredible amount of ethnic restaurants.
Sure.
That have come here now, and I think that's been fabulous for the food culture here.
My guests are the husband and wife duo, Kristen and Todd Tucker, who edited and published Evansville Living Magazine, celebrating its 25th anniversary. So, okay, let's get personal. How long have you guys been married?
Oh, wow. Well, that's an easy one. We were married 36 years on April 1st, so
April
not
Fool's
that long
Day.
Ago.
Oh, very appropriate.
Yeah. So how'd you guys meet?
We were sort of high school sweethearts. He was already out of high school. I'm just 2 years younger than he is. And to get real personal, but as you know, Evansville is a small town, and this is how the way things work. Our mothers were both single. My father passed when I was young, and his mother was recently single. And our moms were running around together doing fun things that single lady school teachers
don't
do.
Don't really like to think about that, but that's what they were doing.
They were both mm-hmm. school teachers, and they were running around together. And we also lived in the same neighborhood. Todd claims that I walked my dog numerous times past his house to try to attract his attention.
I don't claim that. That's what was going on.
So who picked April Fool's Day?
Oh, I think he did.
I did, yeah. Oh. And then what I remember about that is that it was during NCAA tournament time, and we got married on a Saturday, and there were a lot of this was pre-phones, and a lot of people were very interested in trying to come
sure.
up with the scores for the ball games. And I imagine my wedding was somewhat secondary, but that's that's okay. I can appreciate that.
Now, so who came up with the idea of publishing a city magazine?
Well, it was really sort of both of our ideas, certainly, David. My background was more fitting to it, and that's Todd, at the time that we started the magazine, sold medical equipment. But I sort of had appointed myself an editor when I was a child. I grew up on the southeast side of Evansville, east side really, and went to Kay's Elementary School. Mm-hmm. And we had moved from Iowa, my family had, back to my father's hometown of Evansville. And soon after arriving in that neighborhood, I appointed myself an editor and started publishing a little neighborhood newspaper called the Green Cove Acres Blab. So I sort of had it, I guess, in my genes for a while. In college, I was a public relations major, and that was a journalism tract, and I was the college yearbook editor. And then my first job here was at a company that many of us will remember. It was a very large advertising agency at the time, Keller Crescent Company.
Oh, yes.
And I got to produce newsletters and magazines there, so I sort of knew what to do. But collectively, Todd and I just both really loved magazines. He will concur that on a Friday night, a good Friday night to us might have been, you know, having some tea, coffee, or wine and going to Books A Million or Barnes & Noble. buying a bunch of magazines and reading magazines. Mm-hmm. Then we decided that...
Mr. and Mrs. Excitement.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
We sort of knew Evansville needed a magazine. Mm-hmm. And we knew what city magazines.
And that was during the golden age of
exactly.
magazines.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. We were talking late 90s. Mm-hmm. We knew Evansville needed a city magazine. There had been some efforts through the years, but nothing had really stuck around. Mm-hmm. And we sort of thought we could do this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking of our honeymoon, we were actually on our way back from a Florida trip, weren't we, Todd? When we literally decided to, like, literally pull over the car and say, okay, we've been talking about this idea. When we get back, let's quit talking about it and let's put together a plan and see if we can start a city magazine.
Having
here.
No idea of what type of cost we would incur mm-hmm. or what type of variables we were going to potentially be up against. And we were very resolute that we would only do it what we felt was in a very first-class manner, and if any time we couldn't do it up to our standards, that we would walk away. And people here kept opening doors, and we kept opening doors. We put together a very good business plan, and here we are.
Here we are.
So from the moment of inception to the first edition off the presses, how long did that take?
Not very long. We got the idea and formed the company in August of 1999 and set about producing the first issue in March. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, David, it was a little bit easier then, I think. I mean, it was hard, but there weren't as many obstacles. I mean, things happened organically. Todd, one of Todd's friends on the golf course said, you know, I'm a banker, come see me. I'll probably, you know, be able to help you. And Todd's parents also were involved as co-founders, and mm-hmm. they came on at the same time. You know, so we got a little bit of a bank loan. One of his friends said, oh, I'm a printer, come talk to me. Mm-hmm. Well, I knew a local printer wouldn't really be able to print a magazine style product, that those are printed at special, mm-hmm. you know, plants that have numerous big humongous offset printing machines.
Right.
But nevertheless, I went to see this printer. And while I was in there, I mentioned my family moved from Iowa. Perhaps I have a little bit of a twangy accent, but a very pregnant woman who I recognized walked out into the meeting. She heard my voice and recognized my voice from college. And while I had worked on the yearbook at college, she had worked on the newspaper, and she came on, Laura Mathis came on as our creative director, and she's our creative director today.
What college are we talking about?
Western Kentucky University.
Okay, so you, mm-hmm. that was karma.
Yes,
definitely.
So
we've had a lot of interesting karma.
Was
over
it difficult
the years?
Getting an advertisers for that first edition?
Todd didn't start with us immediately because we had a one-year-old, and he had a good job in the medical sales mm-hmm.
We still had bills, yes.
Sure.
And his father had been in that business but had retired, and his father had come on to sort of help me with advertising. And I'll tell you, I'll mention another media name because it's important, and she's still around. But back in the day, of course, we had Siggy Co., mm-hmm. and their spokeswoman was a woman named Mary Beth Reese, a very strong proponent of advertising and journalism students still today. And I made a call on her. We didn't have a magazine yet, but I was telling her how great this magazine would be. I had some nice sales materials, and she signed on a contract right then on the spot for the year. We sort of thought we have a good thing going here, and we didn't want to throw it away. So right after the first issue came out, Todd left his job and came on board full time as well. Mm-hmm.
A bunch of people told me, because I did have a very good job in the surgical business, and I almost literally had people shaking me saying, you're an idiot if you walk away from your job mm-hmm. and go to work for basically nothing at the time. But I would always rather, I guess if you're entrepreneurial in nature, you know, you're obviously not as risk averse. And we really didn't leave ourselves any course other than we have to be successful mm-hmm. with this.
Now, in the 25th edition, there's an epilogue on the final page called Your Two Cents. One of the longtime readers, Lucy Hempstead, mm-hmm. my former boss at WFIE, she
yes.
writes, Evansville Living is one of the best marketing tools for our city. I have included it in welcome packets for visitors, personal and professional. And I've heard that from a lot of people, that they show the magazine around. Hey, this is where I live.
You know,
come join us.
You know, one of the first things that I remember was calling on a realtor who was very well known at the time, Marilyn Schneider, who's since passed. And I asked her, I said, Marilyn, when someone's coming in for relocating here, thinking about relocating here, what do you give them? And she went and opened up a closet, and there was like what you would see at a rest area type of brochure rack. And they took a folder and just started putting in Angel Mounds, Mesker Zoo, the Wrights Home, all these brochures. And we did not really have anything to share with them that was cohesive or consistent, that talked about the important things about our community. Mm-hmm. And I'm, as a matter of fact, that's probably the thing that I'm the proudest of, is I know how the magazine is used here locally with the hospitals and the large employers, small employers, to help attract, retain people into the community. And I've been told many, many times that it's the very first thing that I saw coming into the community. They had not even been here, but they had seen the magazine because that's what they had been sent.
Well, I think that's why you're successful.
Well, thank you, David. And I mean, we try to show a slice of who we are, mm-hmm. who we are authentically. You know, we don't see Evansville through rose-colored glasses, but of course we're going to write about our positive attributes and the unique things that make us who we are. So that does help attract newcomers to the area. As Todd mentioned, it has brought quite a few folks here. We can cite a couple of specific stories. You know, very often, much to all of our chagrin, we'll hear a story about a newcomer who said, oh, yes, my boss told me we were going to move down there. And they were like, oh, yeah, Evanston, that's by Chicago.
Oh, I know.
We're like, no, Evansville.
I've heard that many times.
Yes. So we play to that, and we really want to show us who we really are authentically.
Mm-hmm. But I remember after the first issue, somebody was trying to be complimentary and said, really, really liked your first issue. Where are you going to come up with all of your content for the second? And I thought, boy, if we don't have enough content for the second issue, we're going to be in real trouble here. So,
well, and more feedback from your 2 cents page from Frank Patton Jr. Evansville Living has made people know this is a great place to live with a whole lot going on. So you highlight all the events coming up.
Yes, we do. And that's something else. I mean, of course, we know there's tons to do here. And besides our print product, as you all know, you all have many digital products, too. And a lot of that speaks specifically to events. As we walked over today, we had just proofed out our Thursday newsletter. And in it was all of the upcoming events for the weekend. So we like to show that there's lots of stuff to do here. It also helps our nonprofits that are putting on many of sure. these events. You know, it helps a lot of organizations as well.
Mm-hmm. So what makes a great feature story? I know you have some great features, great writers.
We do, David. Thank you. Thank you. Well, you certainly know great feature stories yourself, and there are so many stories out there to be told. That's not a problem, as Todd cited. Again, it's the local for us. I mean, local, local, local. Mm-hmm. True, we can write about all sorts of things. I mean, very often we will perhaps take a trip that is out of the region, but you know, we think our readers would be interested in that. But we like personalities. You know, we like personalities and to show the unique people who live here. Mm-hmm. So at the heart of it, we're really, I think, people-focused, personality-focused, and a great feature story is going to address all that. It's going to have, you know, really show who these unique individuals are, how they live here, why they love Evansville, and how they help make us really unique.
I have a couple of, I think, somewhat interesting ways that of determining how something ends up being a feature. And quite frankly, as Chris and I are the owners, we generally think if we find something mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. interesting that we like to think that others do as well, which isn't the most scientific way.
Because you're natives of this area.
Yeah, that's right. And have a very good handle on that. And the other thing is, if I am, Chris and I see everything that goes out of our office, and if I'm reading something, and I don't find it interesting, or my eyes are starting to glaze over. It's not going to make the print. So,
well, I think there has to be a sense of wonder. You know,
okay, for sure.
I didn't know anything about that. You know, that's, you know, you get that kind of like aha. Then you want to get drawn into the story. You have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
You're right. The aha moment is big, David. And, of course, we all ask questions.
Sure.
Ask a lot of questions. And that's how we find out things. We get story ideas at the grocery store. We get story ideas on social media. We get story ideas from you guys and other media. You know, we get story ideas by just living here and experiencing Evansville and immersing ourselves in Evansville.
And there's a wealth of talent out there.
There is.
And of eccentric people, too.
Yeah, which we love that.
Oh, I enjoy it. Thank goodness.
We love the quirkiness.
I do. And authors, there's all kinds of great people to talk to. And we're going to have more to talk to. Coming up on 2 Main Street, we continue to turn the pages on Evansville Living Magazine, celebrating its 25th anniversary with the editor and publisher, Kristen and Todd Tucker. So who's on the staff? What are those story meetings like? We'll find out. The Best of Evansville edition, that's very popular, and a companion magazine, Evansville Business. I'm sure that's very successful as well. I'm David James. This is 2 Main Street. We'll be right back with the Tuckers. Stay with us. Welcome back to 2 Main Street. I'm David James. My guests are Kristen Tucker, editor and publisher of Evansville Living Magazine, and her husband, Todd, who is president of the Tucker Publishing Group, Evansville Living, celebrating its 25th anniversary. So, Todd, here's the question. What is the Tucker Publishing Group?
Tucker Publishing Group was established in 1999, and it is to encompass the different publications and also things that we do that a lot of people aren't aware of, like custom publishing, where we publish a lot of times magazine-style products for others, everything from recently Colonial Garden Center, and we're getting ready to launch with the Philharmonic again this year.
We did the Philharmonic's rebrand a couple years ago, designed their new logo.
Okay.
Yeah, things that don't even necessarily have our name on them. There are e-newsletters that come out every week, both from Evansville Business, which is called Navigator. We also do an Evansville Living newsletter that will be coming out later on this afternoon. There's the digital part of it, and we're still looking for additional opportunities as media evolves.
How has your staff grown over the years?
It's definitely grown, David, because in the start, it was just me and my mother-in-law. I referenced that Todd's father and stepmother came into the business when we founded the company. So it was just us, and then Todd came on board. And then, maybe a year into it, we hired an additional salesperson. Laura Mathis, the creative director, was freelance at first, working in Owensboro. And we like to reminisce that she and I would meet in Rio, exchange floppy disks. Of course, that didn't last long because we literally went to the new term of computer to plate right in our very first year. But still, we would exchange files and then go back and work on our computers with our one-year-olds on our laps. But today we have 13 employees, numerous freelance talent that we use from our freelance pool in both writing and photography. But if you look at the masthead in the magazine, and that's the page that shows, you know, what our jobs all are, you'll see that we have every department. We have a editorial department of 3 people, an art department of 3 people, a sales department of 4 people, plus Todd. There's myself, a managing editor, as well. Jody Keene came from the newspaper business and is a terrific managing editor. And then we're very organic in that we don't work with a magazine wholesaler to take the print product out to the newsstands. When we started, that was the way to go, but the local wholesaler said, we don't want to work with you, you're too tiny.
They wouldn't give us the time of day, wouldn't return a phone call or anything. And I remember there's a lady whose last name escapes me now, but her name was Jackie, and she ran the Books A Million here, and she said, well, I'll put your magazine in, and we put it in on consignment. I still appreciate her to this
for sure.
to this day, and we ended up being able to do it faster with better customer service. I mean, if somebody ran out of magazines, half an hour later, they had magazines.
So
again,
today,
versus a couple of weeks.
On the newsstand.
Yes. Yeah.
That's very old school. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, and the gentleman who does that for us is Todd's drum instructor, actually. And
he probably doesn't want anyone to know that. Anybody that's ever heard me play drums, he does not want me to repeat
very
that.
Organic, but he comes to the office. The magazines are actually printed in the greater Louisville area, and they come on a truck here. They go to the postal processing plant locally, which is out on Petersburg Road, to go into the mailboxes, and then our copies are delivered to our office, and Greg, our circulation and delivery gentleman who helps us, he takes them out to the newsstands himself, engages with, you know, the retailer or the manager at the bookstore, and that's how it gets out there.
Now, you highlight interns over the years, young people learning the business, and tell me about some of the interns.
We do. Well, we've had 131. We kept a tally, but we had to go back and redo it and check it for this anniversary issue. And in the anniversary issue, we caught up with 6 or 8 of these former interns who have great jobs now, working in New York City, out west, you know, Indianapolis, all over.
Mm-hmm. And including Tucker Publishing Group.
Yes, and in fact, some of them still are with us. But they shared some wonderful stories. Our very first intern was a gal named Colleen, who we're still in touch with, and she was included in this. And she was the University of Evansville newspaper editor for the Crescent, real sharp. And so what she reminded us of in her comments for the anniversary issue was that we trusted her to write a whole section. And we didn't think anything of it. I knew she was talented and capable. And so we gave her that job. And she was just like, I'm still really shocked that you all trusted me to write a whole section.
Our second intern, a young lady by the name of, she was then Jessica Campbell, is now Jessica Hoffman, has been with us 24 years now, and I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but she did such a nice job for us as an intern. We created a position which we didn't really have, and a year later I'd gotten to know her identical twin sister, and I'm thinking, you know, if one twin has mm-hmm. all these great characteristics,
sure.
and everything, just maybe the other one does as well. And at the time, she was working in a converted closet for a group of radio stations that are no longer here. So it wasn't all that difficult to pull her over. So they've been with us for 23 and 24 years.
So again, identical twins.
Really
twins.
Proud of that. Yes. Yes. Okay. It's
Sometimes, how identical are they?
Oh, pretty identical. Yeah. We can tell them apart, but if you saw them in the parking lot, and you probably have before, you would be confused. And they'll tell us stories about a client approaching them in the mall or something,
oh, sure.
and telling them things that make no sense to them because it's really meant for the other twin.
They have desks that face each other in an office, and they talk about how they thrive off of the energy from the other. And 4 days out of five, don't be in front of the elevator at 12 o'clock because they're going to lunch together still. And it's really interesting dynamic.
Great local talent.
That's wonderful. Okay, let's go back to those popular editions. The Best of Evansville, when did that start?
It started right away, I think in 2002. And again, it's a city magazine mainstay where you poll your readers and ask them questions, you know, the most obvious one is like the best burger, best pizza, mm-hmm. Best ice cream, you know, best ethnic food, best Italian, Asian.
Best news anchor.
Best news anchor, as you know, we've done that a few times.
Right.
All sorts of questions like that. And then we pepper in our own categories, too. We want to get the quirky elements into that, but you really can't poll on that because it wouldn't have you wouldn't generate enough votes for any single sort of entry. So we'll have the editor's picks as well, where we, you know, pepper it in with things like, oh, I think just a couple years ago, we named the owner of River City Coffee and Memo, Heather, we named her Best Evansville Brand Ambassador because her stores are stocked with Evansville-related product. She really speaks strongly about her love for Evansville, and so we will you know, include some editor's picks like that.
And, you know, you go into businesses and they have plaques on the wall.
Yeah.
Best of Evansville Award.
Yeah, we love
Very
to see that.
Very proud of that.
Yes.
And we keep ours completely separate from any type of advertising as well. So we feel that it really does reflect what the community actually feels is the best.
So some gravitas to it.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And people campaign pretty hard to be best of.
Well, sure. Yeah. Of course, reader feedback is important to find out what people like and don't like. And we talked about you probably get some pretty good story ideas as well from your readers. How many?
We do.
Do you get like a stack of them and go through every week, or how's that work?
Pretty much. I mean, on this recent cover, on the anniversary cover, we say we've produced 151 issues, 21,508 pages, and endless stories. And the organization of that falls to our managing editor. And those ideas and the spreadsheets we keep on those ideas are the foundation for our story ideation meetings, which we
How do they run? How do they go?
Some issues, you know, some things we have to plan pretty far in advance. So, for example, and then some issues we're just producing pretty much right on time. So for issues that have a holiday focus, we might have to consider some really nice homes that are decorated for the holidays. We needed to consider that last holiday season for this holiday season.
Right.
So some planning happens as much as a year or longer in advance. Some planning is more just a few months in advance. And I guess we should note both of our magazines are bi-monthly, David, and that's what we thought was appropriate when we started in our market. Most of our peers in the city magazine world, like your Chicago Magazine or Indianapolis Monthly, they are monthly magazines. And it doesn't speak to that we don't have enough content here, but just because of our population size and advertising size base, we thought that that was appropriate. Plus, we wanted the magazine to stay on coffee tables a little bit of time.
Sure, sure.
So we do an Evansville Living 1 month and an Evansville Business the next.
I have a story idea.
Awesome.
It's a big one. To go to all of Evansville's sister cities.
That we just talked about our sister cities, and we have three of them, right, David?
Well, we have one in Japan, Mexico, and Germany.
Right.
Osnabrück, Toshigi, and I don't know what the...
And
Tizeman
in Mexico. Now, I've been to Osnabrück.
Lucky you.
And that's very fascinating.
We could do that, couldn't we, Chris?
I think
you
it's
guys
actually,
make a vacation to all these things.
It's well, it'd be work because we'd have to, you know, we wouldn't be able to ride it off. Obviously.
Well, true, but I mean, you can enjoy the sights.
Well, and I know we want to ask Mayor Terry. Right now, she has so much on her plate and is doing so much right here, like you know, looking at blight, you know, block by block. And so I don't know if that's a priority for her right now. But throughout our history, a lot of those trips have come from the mayor's office,
sure.
And delegates who were willing to pay their own way were able to travel. And of course, you might have done it on your own. Of course, any of us could do that on our own, but we think it's a neat idea, so appreciate that.
We went with Mayor Vandeveer
to
Osnabrück, had a delegation, so we followed the local delegation over there and did stories from Osnabrück. There's another feature in the 25th anniversary edition of Evansville Living called 25 on 25, compiled by your staff members, their favorite stories over the years. I agree with most of them. What are some of your favorite stories over the years?
Well, I'll say first, that was an undertaking because we can't just pull out of our, you know, head. We,
sure.
That
it all blends, to, it all blends
it
together.
After so oh, I forgot about
we,
that one.
We divided up and we all... looked at every single issue and, you know, reminded ourselves of that. And one of the first ones that we included in the feature actually was, you're in it, David. I mean, we looked back to 2002 when we looked at that time, your generation of news anchors who we at the time said had a terrific tenure here. That Evansville was fortunate to have this, you know, these quality of men and women that had chosen to stay in Evansville for their passion and their careers.
That was only 23
and
years
now,
ago.
And now look at you now, you're still in the business. So some of the favorite stories, you know, there's so many in there. Some of them are, some of our most meaningful might not necessarily be our favorite, but they're certainly our most meaningful, and some of Evansville's tragedies factored into there. I mean, we, of course, all remember the 2005 tornado, mm-hmm. and we were, you know, pretty young then, and we lost so many lives here. And so we devoted a great deal of content over the coming months after that of looking at the victims and their families. And the same for 9/11. We were very young then. Mm-hmm. But at the time, we knew that there would be a local connection. Sure. And we decided right then to devote a year of exploring those local connections, examining what it meant to us, and then produce a retrospective a year later. So in that regard, we're really happy with the history we've been able to trace and preserve.
Mm-hmm. I have one that absolutely stands out to me. There was a gentleman who was the longtime maitre d' at the Old Petroleum Club, by the name of Tommy Wilson.
I remember Tommy very
and
well.
Everybody knew Tommy, loved Tommy, was just literally, I hate to use it, but a ray of sunshine every day, and was the most positive person that I can remember. And he would always love to walk to work and walk home and
with a cigar in his mouth.
Yeah, we always had a cigar. He'd take us. He would say, "I'm taking my cigar for a walk," and he was so proud. The story was great, but he was so proud of that story. And I remember taking the magazine to him when it came out and watching him tear up. And that's just the best. Is a lot of times it's not the well-known people that have mm-hmm. had, you know, their 15 minutes several times. It's the person, sometimes the underdog, sometimes the person that is not as well-known that's done great or interesting things that you write about. And to me, those are absolutely the most fun. But Tommy was so proud of that.
Of course, we got favorite attractions in the Evansville area. It's always a good source for fresh stories. The museum, Mesker Zoo, Bossy Field, LST 325, and the list goes on and on.
Yes.
Local celebrities also make interesting reads. I know Matt Williams.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we've talked to him a number of times. And then someone who we wasn't a celebrity until 2016, Lily King,
yes.
Has been on our cover, our, you know, multiple gold medal winner swimmer here.
Mm-hmm.
Todd, I know, likes to reminisce when he brought her on a local television
station.
I had
her on.
When he was young.
I used to do a business segment on then it was Channel 7,
mm-hmm.
and Lily swam with my boys at the Greater Evansville Aquatic Club. And Lily was 10, and she had just won her first state meet up in Indianapolis, which was a really big deal. And so I had her on, and she came in this little white lacy dress, and she was as nervous as she could be, even though she knew me and was comfortable with me. And her mm-hmm. mom was just off camera, and I'd ask Lily a question, and she'd answer, and then she'd look over at her mom, you know,
for
approval.
So we helped train her because she's pretty good with media.
Would have loved to have found, because obviously Lily's not very shy now.
No.
And I would have loved to, and we looked along with the station over there to try to find that footage, because that footage was priceless.
Oh, that would be. And of course, we've had names in the past. Marcia Yockey, of course.
Yes.
Halston,
yes.
Ron Glass.
Yep.
Those always make good reads as
right.
well.
Because it's important for newcomers too, even though they, you know, might not have been here at the time, or maybe they've never heard about, you know, Halston being, you know, growing up here in Evansville.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We like to tell who we are by, you know, telling our connection to some of those, you know, really well-known universal names.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a lot of readers outside of the community, not only in, I think, probably all 50 states now and some foreign countries, but the people in the surrounding towns, really about 60 miles, you could draw a circle around. We're still the hub, and this is where they come to shop
sure.
and dine.
Right.
So that a lot of the active citizens in those communities subscribe to our publication.
And you got more stories out there.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
You go outside the confines of Evansville.
For sure.
My guests are the Tuckers from Evansville Living Magazine, celebrating 25 years of storytelling in the tri-state. Still to come, covering the stories that have everybody talking about: the solar eclipse, COVID-19, and of course the rebirth of downtown Evansville. And we won't forget the arts, the concerts, plays, and galleries. And yes, that Picasso work discovered, whisk away, and now back on display at the Evansville Museum. I'm David James. This is 2 Main Street. We'll be right back. Welcome back to 2 Main Street. If you are just joining us, my guests are the Tuckers, Kristen and Todd with Evansville Living Magazine, celebrating 25 years of showcasing the city and the tri-state area. The arts, of course, define a community. There's a wealth of stories out of the museum, theaters, the Philharmonic, and much more. And there's usually a segment in each issue featuring the arts, right?
Yes, it's very important to us and our readers. We have 5 museums right here in Evansville. So we have a very vibrant arts community, and we work hard to reflect that. You know, we have feet on the street knowing what's going on. And yes, you can always expect something, whether it's a profile on an individual artist or something that you can see, an upcoming exhibit at one of the museums, the Arts Council, or music, you know, certainly the Philharmonic. We're very, extremely fortunate for a city our size to have the strong Philharmonic Orchestra that we have these days when many markets have struggled with that.
And we have one in Owensboro, too, a very good orchestra there.
Yes, so very fortunate.
Very blessed to have those. Of course, the museum, a big story, the museum, the discovery of that Picasso work, the Jumeau.
It's something else, really. I mean, what a story, and I'm just so... I admire so much Mary Bauer, the outgoing director, who I think really had it on a mission to get that on display before she left, and because she did retire last year. And I think that was, of course, you know, this dates back to, you know, we owned the Picasso well before Mr. Streetman, John Streetman, was the director. His predecessor was actually gifted the Picasso, but as you referenced, strangely enough, it was stored away for years under a label that didn't make sense, so that no one really knew that it was a Picasso.
And then it went through the whole series of going to the auction house and trying to get bids on that, and I probably wanted to see it displayed here.
Yes.
And thank goodness it is on display.
A beautiful display.
We were in Nashville. There was a billboard in Nashville about see the Picasso at the Evansville Museum.
I'm so glad to know that because people need to come in.
That was
on
good.
Tour buses.
Wow, that's neat that they did that. Of course, a lot of interesting folks doing important work at our universities. Also a good source of feature stories as well.
Yes, we're real tapped into the universities. My master's degree is from the University of Southern Indiana. Todd has his undergraduate from the University of Evansville. And so both universities, as we know, they could not be any more different. A small liberal arts school and the fastest growing state university in the state. And we're, again, talk about our blessings. We're really fortunate to have them here, as well as Ivy Tech, truly serving our workforce needs. So really plugged in there.
As a matter of fact, after I leave here, I'm going out to spend a little time with Steve Bridges, the new university president out at USI, who I think will be a fantastic president.
I interviewed him. He's going to be on the air on WNIN on my program.
I saw that promoted.
Guy.
Yes.
He's a great guy.
First-generation college graduate.
Isn't that something else?
He's had 2 jobs in his career. He worked at Sherway Foods and USI. Those are 2 jobs he's ever had.
And he was also on the Girl Scout board with me, too. So
that's right.
There you go.
Still on there. My wife's on the board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she said she has high marks for Steve Bridges. We're lucky to have him as well.
Yes.
Well, excuse me. Okay, from my days at WFIE, I know that people love critter stories. And when there's a new animal at the Evansville Zoo, everybody gets excited.
Especially
those penguins.
Yes, we are tapped into the zoo. We go out there ourselves. We love everything they do, from starting the year out with the orchid escape, when it's so nice to go into the warm Amazonia and view all the beautiful flowers. So, yeah, we like to write about what's going on at the zoo. Again, it's one of our premier attractions here. And, yes, I mean, who can resist the new baby penguins?
All things pet. Related and animal related always go over very, very well.
Of course, the cover of the magazine is extremely important. Probably a lot of thought goes into the cover. One of my favorite covers was Goodbye, Old Friend.
Yes.
Tell me about
that. That cover was pretty impactful. So as we've spoke about downtown changing, of course, we did lose the 420 Main building here, I guess, now 4 years ago. And now it is, you know, in its place. Apartments are now being constructed, and we can see those framing up. And the big hole in the ground is filled in, and we're going to have some nice new tenants downtown.
ERAP would want you to say, and light retail.
Yes, as well, that's true.
But, you know, but the funny thing about that is Chris and I went down to see it, and there was just a very light rain. And I at one time it had an office in there. We had many memories from the Petroleum Club that we discussed earlier. And when that building came down, Kristen just burst into tears.
Really?
Oh, yes. Inexplicably.
And completely, very inexplicably. And I think it was just because that.
The impact, that, I think. Something being destroyed, maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, it speaks to downtown. The building was a cool building, and it actually, I think, had some architectural significance, but its day had come and gone. It was not fully leased. It was not going to be maintained. And so, yeah, it was a pretty dramatic day. I think a lot of the sorrow and seeing that go relates back to what we mentioned earlier in this program, David, was the Petroleum Club. And in that issue, we did hearken back to memories at the Petroleum Club and bank employees who worked there in the early days and other employees who worked in the building. But it's not unique, as you know, in cities lose buildings all the time.
Right. So you guys have been in the business now 25 years. Any new trends you're seeing in the magazine world?
Oh, it's a changing industry for sure, David. And, you know, very often we do get asked about this, you know, how's print doing these days? And print is alive and well for sure. I mean, our you know, people like to hold our nice magazine that has a nice feel. Actually, I should mention, it's not all that notable, but the magazine had a growth spurt with this 25th anniversary. And in fact, the masthead, the nameplate, changed as well. But the magazine increased in size by a whole quarter inch, which isn't big. But we knew that we, as I mentioned, we study a lot of our peer magazines, and the magazines whose design we most admired gave themselves just a little bit more space. So we gave ourselves a little bit more space, changed the size of the magazine just ever so slightly, and opened things up a little bit. So our magazine does have plenty of advertising in it. We're grateful for that advertising support, because the advertisers want to reach this quality bucket of readers.
Sure.
But people will also know, you know, there's a lot of advertising in there, and we need to work hard to make it clear what's advertising and what's editorial. And just adding a little bit more white space in the magazine, I think, pleases the advertisers as well as the readers.
So what's on the horizon for Evansville Living? You got 25 years under your belt, looking ahead to the next 25.
That's a great question. Yes, we're ready to celebrate the next 25, David. Well, when we started, we can't say that we envisioned exactly what we would look like in 25 years, but we didn't not envision that. We didn't have a plan B or a backup plan for either of us to go into the corporate world or anything like that.
And we're still happily married after all
that's
this.
That's right, yes.
And you survived that.
Yes, so we've survived. And people also ask, well, you know, what are you going to do next? To stick around, you need to go do this in other markets? No, we've been asked to do that through the years, but we're experts here. And so there's plenty of growth here. There's plenty of new folks, even though we're not a quickly growing market, like some of our northern Indiana, you know, Indianapolis neighbors are.
Fishers and Noblesville.
Yeah. But Evansville has a population base that's stable and growing a bit. You know, our universities are strong. There's plenty of reasons that we can continue to produce a magazine here for the next 25 years. We have kids. We have two boys out of college and soon to be out of college, both with their master's degrees. They likely will have some, you know, vested interest in the magazine at some point. And we have young employees. Some are more of our age, like Laura, our creative director, doesn't plan to work until she's 70, but she has a few more years in her for sure. But we have young employees, so we're looking pretty much to keep doing what our mission has been the whole time.
My youngest son, who's getting his MBA at University of Louisville right now, he and I were talking about that. He was home over the weekend, and I said, if you think you can pass the grueling interview, you know, maybe we'll take you on. So
do you have a wish list? Is there a story out there you've been going after for 25 years?
That's a great question. Gosh.
Have you been stonewalled on anything?
Oh, I mean, sure, that happens from time to time.
Not very often.
Sometimes with homes. I mean, usually if we ask a homeowner to let us feature them in the magazine, their home in the magazine, they'll say yes. Occasionally, a home that we really want to feature, the folks are just too private. And of course, we respect that.
I respect that.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
But as Evansville changes and grows, you know, talking about downtown, where we both look out on the river every day, that's going to change dramatically starting in the next 5 years, I guess, you know, with the new riverfront plan. And so there will be, you know, ample things for us to cover for sure as we look
ahead. So you'll be following that progress.
Oh, for sure.
And we both still really love this business. It's a great business to be in. It's fascinating. Literally every day is different. It's not the easiest way to make a living. To be honest, there are a lot of long hours, and I remember Kristen saying to me early on when we kept selling past a deadline, "What part of this deadline business don't you understand?" And I remember saying, "What part of this revenue business don't you understand?" So,
so how far ahead are you on the next editions? Or do you plan like 6 months, or how's that go?
We're supposed to plan.
Yeah, some things we're shooting right on top, David. So by the time when you air this program, we'll be closer to the May issue. But right now, here at the tail end of April, we're still putting some finishing touches on the May issue.
Well, keep it fresh, right?
Yes, yes.
You so got to keep it fresh.
Really fresh sometimes.
In some ways, it's like a just-in-time delivery.
Okay.
And that's different than some other magazines, to be honest, because your consumer magazines, you know, you'll get a holiday issue in October, and that's not us, you know. So we are a little bit more like a just-in-time delivery publisher.
Well, I want to congratulate you guys on being champions of good journalism.
Thank you, David. It means a lot coming from you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, certainly.
It means so much for this country, not just the Evansville area. My guests have been Kristen Tucker, editor and publisher of Evansville Living Magazine, and Todd Tucker, president of Tucker Publishing Group. We now know what that's all about. Evansville Living, celebrating 25 years of telling the city's story, showcasing people, places, and events. And again, congratulations and thanks for being my guests on 2 Main Street.
David, thank you so much for having us. This has been very enjoyable.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.